Legislative Administration. It's September 23rd. Hearing Room A, about 11:05 a.m. in the morning. I open a public hearing, a possible work session on the appointment of Darren Hill as the Legislative Administrator. Who will present?
I guess he will.
You going to come talk about yourself?
Please identify yourself and present.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I am Darren Hill. I really didn't come to present a whole lot, to tell you the truth. I'm here to answer any questions you have, if you'd like.
So let me just explain, in case some people would like to listen, who are here on the committee, to what we're doing here, so we can be respectful and not be rude to the poor individual I've just called up to the appointment, the witness stand. He is the interim director of Legislative Administration. And what we're about is to make him the permanent director. So that is why he's before us. That is what we're going to decide here today, whether or not we want him to be the permanent one. So he's come before us to expose himself. Does anyone want to ask him any questions or comments or concerns now that he's before us? Yes, Representative Smith, what do you want to ask him?
Thank you, Mr. Kochar. Actually, I don't want to ask him anything. I just want to share a comment. For almost 16 years, I've had an opportunity to work with him down in legislative fiscal, and I'll tell you what, he's a plus, and I couldn't more recommend him highly or highly recommend him. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a loss down in legislative fiscal, and when Madam Speaker called me, I shared that concern with her, and so you know, who knows, we may be asking you to have dual assignments sometime in the future, but Darren, I want you to know you've done a great job in legislative fiscal and appreciate all you've done down there.
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Does that mean you're going to vote no on the motion to affirm
it? I would never vote against you. I know the repercussions.
Are there any sentiments? Yes, Representative Fred Gerard.
Say something similar. I've worked with Darren a lot on capital construction. He's going to be very, very hard to replace down there, and so that is a concern, and I actually teased him. I was going to vote no on his appointment because I didn't want him to leave there, but I think he'll make a wonderful, I think you couldn't do better than Darren for what we're positioning him for here.
Madam Speaker, do you wish to say anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Darren, thank you. I think because as a legislative admin committee, we want to make sure there's a public process. But like all things, I'm sure there's not anyone here to testify, so we appreciate you coming up. Darren has served with distinction in legislative fiscal, was willing to step up and be our acting legislative administrator when Kevin Hayden left, has done a wonderful job, is willing to take on the job permanently, and so he has the full support of the presiding officers, and I hope we can proceed with his appointment for the permanent position today.
Any further discussion? We're under, I believe I've opened, have I not opened a work session at the same time? Do you have a motion, Manager?
We are in work session, yes, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee appoint Darren Hill as the Legislative Administrator.
The Speaker has moved that we appoint Darren Hill as the Legislative Administrator. Discussion? Question? Are there any objections? The motions have been approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Effective immediately.
Before we go on, I do want to say, and Representative Smith, I thought was going to touch on it further, and Senator Drug, he deserves all the praise, but there is someone else who's not in the room, and I hope he's listening. You know, this individual is multi-talented, and he's demonstrated his skills in legislative council. And I spoke extensively with Ken Rocco about this, and you know, this is a team thing. And, you know, Ken Rocco is very, very hard to build that team, which is extraordinarily important to all of us. And this individual was critical to him and that team. And this is a staggering loss for him, Ken Rocco, personally as well as for our legislative council. I just want to make it clear. So while it is joyous in a way, it's bittersweet in a way, sadness. And I mean this very sincerely. So and I know Ken, he's taken it for the team. I'm very glad that we have this incredible opportunity to do this, because this is a very important position that we've struggled with, this legislative administrator. And we have found someone we think can do the job and has been enjoying the job, because he's actually been there for several weeks and months and stepping up. But I do want Ken Rocco and Legislative Fiscal to understand that we understand you took one for the team, and I mean that very sincerely, not fooling around here. So it's easy for us to say certain things here, but on the everyday job of trying to deal with these budgets and put them together, you got to have talent, you got to have a structure, you got to have a team. And so they have lost a Jagunda, a rock star, and while that star stays with in another capacity as we try to run state government, I do want to understand and thank Ken Rocco and all his colleagues for being willing to share this very talented individual. So I wanted that on the record, and that is something I feel very strongly about because I personally spoke with Ken Rocco and I saw the sadness in his heart and his eyes, not only because he's lost a great talent, because the two of them are very, very close personal friends. We're now opening an informational meeting on the update on the Capital Accessibility Maintenance and Security Project. So now I wait. Yes, presenters will please come forward and present and identify yourselves.
Thank you, co-chairs, members of the committee. I'm Marina Cresswell. I'm the project manager for the Capital Accessibility Maintenance and Safety Project. My colleague here is Ed Neuvine. He is our mechanical, electrical, and plumbing project manager, what we call an MEP project manager. I have asked him to come with us today so that you can get to know him and his face as well. Thank you for the opportunity to give you some more information about the project. As you know, a House bill funded this project in the fiscal or in the legislative session earlier this year, and I was hired to start moving the project forward and make it come to fruition. In that time, we have created a name for it, and the reason the name is important is primarily to show you exactly what you are trying to fund: accessibility, maintenance, and safety. I think it's important to think of those categories as the structure behind what you are attempting to achieve with the funding. Accessibility is intended to make the Capitol accessible to any Oregonian or visitor from other states who wishes to participate in the legislative process. That is being done in this project in both small ways and big ways. The small ways are things as simple as door handles, being able to get in and out of a bathroom stall, to be able to go over a threshold into a room. These are important things for everyday accessibility for all people. It is also larger things like being able to get into the building itself. As you know, we have one accessible entry to the Capitol. There are three other sides to it, and that one accessible entry is not as equal as the entry that most people go through on the front of the building. So part of the project is going to include creating accessible entries to the front of the building, upgrading the accessible entry on the east side, adding accessibility on the west, as well as adding accessibility on the south side. The maintenance projects will be targeting things that were deferred, that are major maintenance projects that should have been completed, but during the process of the master plan and the Oregon State Capitol renovation, it was assumed that those were things that would be addressed during a future project, during OSCR. The funding did not come through for that, but these things still need to happen. Maintenance is important to the building, not just to maintain the asset, but also to create a comfortable and healthy environment for the folks in the building. Some of the things that we will be doing as part of maintenance projects: replacing failing cooling towers. We are looking to replace our existing steam heating system with hot water boilers. That adds efficiency. It also adds safety. And we will be looking at repairing or replacing parts of the ventilation system as well. We have a main electrical feed that is highly unsafe. We will be looking to replace that and replace existing switchgear as well. We'll be modernizing some smaller building systems, such as elevator controls. And we are looking at failing piping in restrooms. In particular, our focus is one restroom on the third floor. That is where we will be focusing initially. If we have additional funding in that category, we'll look at other restrooms as well. We will also be resealing the exterior marble and the exterior of the windows on the 1938 section of the building. We'll be fixing broken window panes, addressing some small window operability issues at the same time, repairing the roof membrane, replacing or repairing failing skylights, and repairing some of the flaking plaster and murals at the rotunda. The first two of those items is primarily to keep water out of the building. The third item is where water had intruded in the past. Those leaks have been fixed. However, there are still some areas that are flaking. We'd like to address those at the same time. The safety piece of this, I think it's important to understand that this is not just about security. This is also about fire and life safety. So for us, that includes things like identifying whether we need to install a larger emergency generator, expanded capacity. We know that our existing generator may not have enough capacity for the things that we want to back up in an emergency. We are also, we have actually already replaced or repaired fire detection components in the governor's ceremonial office. That was definitely a critical area. We will be relocating the Oregon State Police to the first floor from the ground level so that they have better access to the high traffic public areas of the building. And we will be creating new stairwells at the north entry to provide better exiting capacity from the upper floors to the exterior of the building in the event of an emergency. We have some priorities established for the project. Work needs to be sequenced to minimize the disruption to the legislative calendar. That is absolutely critical in this environment. We also want to ensure that we utilize the existing design work from the Oregon State Capitol renovation project to its fullest extent. Quite frankly, we have paid for it, and we want to get our best use of that money. We are also intending to ensure that the work we perform is complementary to any potential future seismic work. So a seismic solution was developed as part of the Oregon State Capitol renovation. We want to ensure that whatever we do now does not have to be undone in the future if that seismic solution moves forward. And we are also not moving people out of the building during the project. That was a substantial expense for OSCR and a substantial disruption. So our intent is to complete all the work while people are still in the building, and we will be looking to minimize all of those impacts, as I said, particularly during session and legislative days. We have a very rough timeline at this point. We have been working through scoping details of the project. We had a list of components of the project that we received when we came on board. And we are going through now with the consultants and sort of pulling apart all the pieces and ensuring that they work together, that they fit our priorities, and that they fit within the budget. So what you'll see on the schedule is relatively rough. A couple of those items have been completed already. The governor's fire detection system, the elevator controls and the wings, those have already been completed this summer. We are in the process of putting together bid packages for things like the exterior waterproofing, ADA door hardware, and plaster repairs at the rotunda. So we will be looking to complete whatever we can prior to the start of session within reason. We will also be doing some small occupant moves prior to session. We do not want to do any occupant moves during session for obvious reasons, but whatever we can complete prior, we will. And the reason for those moves is to support the other projects that are occurring in here. So OSP, obviously we mentioned that is one that will be moving up to the first floor. There are some other moves that will be part of the project in order to accommodate things like the new stairwell at the north entry. We do anticipate that we will be moving the camper down Elms prior to the start of session. Part of doing the additional maintenance work is we will be installing new mechanical vaults underground. We do not have an opportunity to put those above ground given the historic nature of the building and the grounds around it. So we will be installing those below ground. In order to access those areas, we do need to move the Elms. to keep them safe and out of harm's way, and this is the best time for them, growth-wise, to be moved. So we will be doing that fairly quickly. At the end of session, we hope to move directly into getting started on the big amount of work, which will be those vaults, the stairwells, and some of those bigger elements of the project. There will be some additional moves after session as well. And we will be complete with the work by June 30th of 2019. The budget that was provided for the project is $50 million total. We're currently working on legislative administration general funds of $6.6 million. We have authority to sell bonds up to $30 million, and whatever we need additional of the $50 million, we will be coming back to ask for bond authority in the future. And that is all I have. If you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Is he going to present to or present the presentation?
If you have questions.
All right, that's sure. What I meant. I wanted you to complete your presentation before we went to questions. So is that the presentation?
That is the presentation.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Questions? Comments? Yes, Diane, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just had one question that may be related to this project. So there was lead testing done on the water in the building recently, and we got the results back, and it showed excessive levels of lead in several places in the building. The speaker's office really jumped out at me because they were on the charts. So as part of this piping replacement or whatever is going on, is that going to be addressed too?
Well, I just want to say the next topic is update on lead testing in the Capitol.
Well,
under
defer.
This. I'm not trying to cut you off.
No, but I can defer my question. Yeah.
Could we do that till then, please? Is that all right? And then we'll come
Absolutely.
Right back.
Absolutely.
Kind of other questions, concerns, or comments?
I'll yes. just say that yes. I've been really pleased with the work that Marina and her team's been doing. And I think the slide on the principles about making sure we're using what was done before as well as, you know, prioritizing these areas, I think we're right on track. But I would hope that when you talk to your colleagues or your caucus members about, you know, things that you see happening, please let the chiefs and the presiding officers' offices know as soon as possible, because we want to have input, but we also need to keep moving because we're trying to get some things done before we're in for next year. So thank you.
Okay, you want to move into – are you presenting on the lead testing too? No.
We are not.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That means you're doing a good job because there's no questions. Either that or they don't know what you're doing. Which is good, too. That means they're out of sight.
But we don't know what we're doing.
Well, it was a comment just made by Senator Rod that we do not know what we're doing.
Well, we could talk about roofs at OLCC. Oh, no.
Some of us had to pony up a vote for that one.
Mr. Hill, now that you're the permanent... This is your first presentation as permanent. Don't mess it up.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Darren Hill, Legislative Administration. Yeah, we did want to give you a quick update on the lead testing. We have tested 131 different locations in the building. We've got results back on 63 of those so far. Eight of the locations, as the Senator pointed out, came out above. Most of them are barely above the 15 parts per billion, but we did have one location that's significantly higher than that. And those eight locations consisted of one break room sink, two historic drinking fountains, and five historic restroom sinks. And all of those locations are in the 1938 building. The wings came back completely under the 15 parts per billion. So we shut the sinks off that were in the break room, and we turned off the two drinking fountains. Frankly, we thought the two drinking fountains were already shut off because those old drinking fountains have had problems with the drains. And so most of the other historic drinking fountains in the old building have been shut off for quite some time. to the senator's point, I think at this point where it's a little premature to know what the cause of the lead is. I've learned more about lead testing in the last 2 months than I have ever expected to in my lifetime. They do two different kinds of tests. They do, you let it sit overnight, basically, and you test it. And that's the test results that we have back so far. Then they do what they call a flush draw, where they let the water run, and then they test it again. So on any location that came back above that limit, we still haven't gotten the flush draw. Regardless of that, what that kind of helps you find out is whether it's in the pipes itself or in the fixtures. Some of these old copper fittings had a lot of lead just in the fixture itself. So we need to figure out whether we're replacing fixtures or whether we're doing piping, and so we need more results. This is kind of a preliminary. We wanted to come in here because it's been out there, let you folks know where we are. We plan on coming back. So the scope of what it's going to take to fix some of these things, we don't quite know yet. But we'll know in the future. We'd be happy to come back and report to you as soon as we know these things.
Is that your presentation?
That's my presentation.
Senator Rosenbaum?
No, that addresses my question.
Okay. Senator Girard, please.
Yeah, I've been awed by the fact that how some people vote in this building. This helps explain it.
Well, and for what it's worth, we do have bottled water in the Speaker's office. No one is drinking out of the lead-tainted sinks in the bathroom in our office.
I do have a question.
Yes, Representative McClain, do you have a question?
Yeah, but you could confirm that the highest lead content was in the Speaker's office?
That is, Mr. Chair, Representative McClain, that's correct.
Don't go there. Mr. McClain, I know you have a tremendous urge right now. Do you wish to show your urge or let it out? We'll let you work with your urge.
No, I have nothing more to say.
Okay. Yes, Rev. Smith, you have an urge?
Well, is it concerning to any of us that we're concentrating on lead testing in the Capitol but not all the other state buildings? It's just an observation.
Well, we felt
we got a can of worms. I'm sorry to be nervous.
No, I think it's, you know, we felt very strongly that once the crisis had kind of emerged in the school districts that we should find out, and because this is our building for the branch, I can't speak to what the executive is doing. I don't know if.
And Mr. Chair, Representative Kotick, I don't know off. I think they are doing some testing, but I can't speak to that.
And I just follow up with, I mean, obviously this is a question we have to ask. We can't put our head in the sand, but we're asking a question that we don't know the answer to, and if this answer doesn't come back the way we want to hear it, we better get our checkbook out because it's going to get awfully darn expensive. Just an observation.
Representative Barnhart, you have a question.
If I may, Mr. Chair, my understanding is, and you may have covered this, that fixtures out of which lead-tainted water tends to flow tend to be older. Is there a date beyond which newer piping, newer fixtures, you can be pretty sure this is not likely to be a problem? A construction date?
Mr. Chair, Representative Barnhart, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not an expert on that. All I know is that out of some of the historic bathrooms, which have identical fixtures side by side, some of them came back okay, and some of them did not. And so we've gone back now and said, we're testing everything. You know, we want to find that out. But as far as that goes, I don't know. I don't know if it's origin of where the fixtures are made and some other things, whether those all play factors into that or not. So I'm sorry I can't answer that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Further questions, comments? Yes, Representative.
Mr. Chair, Darren admitted that he wasn't an expert in one field, and I'm concerned that he may not be an expert in marketing and messaging either. And based on Marina's explanation of what was going on, Madam Speaker, she was talking about naming the project, and I just want to caution that we do take care in naming a project, because if we go with something like capital reconstruction and access project, it could be crap. So I just want to urge you to give.
It's Kim's. Good thing it's Friday. Yeah.
It's got a name in it.
But it's not. It is CAMS.
CAMS. But, let's stick with CAMS.
Yeah, I think
so. The recommendation of the committee is stick with CAMS.
We can do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative.
Mr. Chairman, no disrespect to my House colleagues. I do have another meeting I could be at. if we should.
Are there any other questions or comments, please? Thank you. I'll now close the informational meeting on capital accessibility, maintenance, and security, as well as lead testing in the Capitol. Open a public hearing and a possible work session on the Oregon State Capitol Foundation appointments. The presenter, come forward and identify yourself, please.
I know you did.
Because I didn't say anything.
Good morning, co-chairs and members of the committee. I'm Fred Neal. I'm chair currently of the Oregon State Capitol Foundation. We have asked you today to do your part in formalizing the appointments of both Dan Jarman and Bruce Bishop as the newest members of the State Capitol Foundation, and to reappoint Ms. Frankie Bell for an additional 4-year term. They've gone through the nominating process. You have their biographical information before you. We think that they're going to be great additions to the board. Ms. Bell, of course, is, I would say, the bedrock of not just the foundation, but of so much of what goes on in this Capitol and has for many, many years. And she's graciously agreed to continue to serve on the foundation board. Both Mr. Jarman and Mr. Bishop have for years expressed an interest in doing more to preserve and enhance the Capitol and to help us transmit the history of this building and legislative past to the public. And I expect them to soon become leaders within the foundation board and appreciate your consideration of their appointment.
So before us are the names of Dan Jarman and Bruce Bishop to be appointed, and the name of Frankie Bell to be reappointed to the Oregon State Capitol Foundations. Questions, comments, concerns about the three individuals?
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the recommendations of the Oregon State Capitol Foundation to appoint Dan Jarman and Bruce Bishop to the Oregon State Capitol Foundation Board of Directors and reappoint Frankie Bell.
Speakers move that Dan Jarman and Bruce Bishop be appointed to the Oregon State Capitol Foundation, and that Jackie Bell be reappointed to the Oregon State Capitol Foundation Board. Questions, comments, criticisms, any objections? That motion has been accepted. I will close the hearing on the public hearing and the work session. Are there any other matters to come before legislative administration at this time? This committee is adjourned.
Colleagues.
This committee is adjourned.